Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Damien is back with more reflections on that victory in Cork by the women's team.
Yeah, contrasting emotions this morning, Karen. The Republic of Ireland squad have finished second in Group B2 of the UEFA Women's Nations League after that 1-0 win over the eventual group winner Slovenia in Cork last night. However, Ireland needed to win the game by 4 clear goals in order to leapfrog Slovenia and secure automatic qualification to the top tier League A. Saoirse Noonan scored the only goal of the game at Páirc Uí Chaoimh last night, a 20th minute header, and despite Ireland's dominance, they simply couldn't add to that single goal. Now, they could still play in the top tier of the competition in its next staging in 2027. They'll now play in a two-legged promotion relegation playoff in October. They'll face one of Denmark, Belgium, Iceland or Austria, the sides who finish third in the League A groups. The draw for those playoffs will take place on Friday. Ireland next travel to the USA for two friendlies against the world's number one ranked side at the end of the month. Now, the Irish manager Carla Ward last night confirmed that captain Katie McCabe will not travel with the squad. She's coming off the back of a demanding season with Arsenal, which culminated with victory in the UEFA Champions League final. A special night, though, last night for Saoirse Noonan, a first competitive start for Ireland, and a unique double achieved, scoring for the national soccer side at Páirc Uí Chaoimh, having previously played inter-county football for Cork at the famous venue.
Emily Murphy now trying to engineer something. The ball back into the area, and the header finds the back of the net. It's Saoirse Noonan on what is a special night for her. Mersnick is beaten by the looping header. Ball delivered from Ireland's right-hand side, and they've made the breakthrough in the 19th minute. What a moment for Saoirse Noonan.
Yeah, I think we started off well, and that's something that we've spoke about as a group for the last few days, and I think we did that. And yeah, look, we had chances. We had a lot of possession. We played really well, but they're a good team, and yeah, look, at least we got the win, and it's something to build on now going forward.
How special was that moment when you headed in the goal on your home patch, a ground you know well?
Yeah, look, it was a bit surreal. Obviously, my first competitive start first, so I was just trying to find my feet and try ease my way into the game and not get caught up in the moment. So yeah, look, it's unbelievable, and I'm absolutely delighted.
When did you know you were starting?
Carla called the team last night, so yeah, when I got the nod, I just told my parents and kept it a bit quiet and just tried to treat it like another game, but look, what a feeling.
And for a Nemo lady to head in a goal at the city end of the ground, what was that like?
Yeah, I think when it went in and hit off my head, I could kind of just see it dipping, and yeah, I don't even know how I celebrated or anything. I just had a little moment, took a deep breath, and then look, it was back into focus, and we wanted to get that next goal quick.
And that was after 19 minutes. You must have thought, having made the breakthrough at that point, that was the platform to go on and get the 4 clear goals that you needed.
Yeah, I think when we got the goal, I think we thought, yeah, it's a one-nil lead, and can we get another one before half time? And that was the focus, and we were pushing, and we were unlucky, and maybe one or two little decisions that we could have made better. But look, it's about building, and this team is good, and we're working hard every day, and we're growing. You can see the growth from the first time Carla came in to now. Even for myself, I just feel like each camp and each day, just feel like you're getting better.
Yeah, and in terms of the campaign, arguably that was the best performance of the campaign, wasn't it?
Yeah, look, I think, as I said, look, we spoke about starting well, and that's what we set out to do. And if you start well, you put yourself in the good foot, and we got the goal, and it was just a pity we couldn't go on from it. I think if we got one more, we would have found the net a few more times. But yeah, look, it's something to build on. It's huge for us. Obviously, we want to be happy we won, but you still have that in the back of your mind that we didn't top the group, and obviously they're off celebrating. So, but yeah, we have to be proud of ourselves. It's still a win. It's still international level, and wins don't come out easy.
That's Saoirse Noonan with Adrian Eames last night. The men's international side faced Senegal in a friendly in Dublin on Friday. Goalkeeper Kevin Kelleher trained yesterday. He joined up with the squad late as he finalised his move from Liverpool to Brentford. He signed a 5-year contract, a fee in the region of £18 million has been reported. The Manchester United captain Bruno Fernandes confirmed last night that he has turned down a move to Saudi Arabia, saying he wants to continue to stay at the highest level. The 30-year-old had been the subject of speculation linking him with a £100 million switch to Al Hilal, with the Saudi Pro League side reportedly prepared to pay him £700,000 tax-free per week. However, Fernandes confirmed that he has rejected the chance to move after speaking to the Manchester United manager Ruben Amorim. In hockey, Ireland's men suffered a second defeat in 2 days to the Olympic bronze medalists India. The world number 5 ranked side won 2-1 last night. Ireland are currently 10th in the world. Both sides are preparing to travel to the Netherlands for the next stage of the FIH Pro Pro League. Ireland will play the Dutch, who are the Olympic champions, in the first of two matches this day week. In tennis, men's second seed and defending champion Carlos Alcaraz last night booked his place in the semi-finals of the men's singles at the French Open. He recorded a straight sets victory over the American Tommy Paul. Top seed Jannik Sinner faces Alexander Bublik today. The winner will face either third seed Alexander Zverev or the sixth seed Novak Djokovic. They'll follow them out on court. Play gets underway at Roland Garros today with the All-American meeting of Madison Keys and Coco Gauff in the women's singles quarterfinals. A real coup for Connacht Rugby yesterday. They've announced the appointment of Stuart Lancaster as their new head coach. He's most recently coached Racing 92 in France, having served as senior coach with Leinster and head coach with England. And racing at home today is in the Curragh, where the first is away from 4:45.
Damien, thank you very much indeed.